Okay, guys, good to see everybody. So, yeah, we got off to a decent start yesterday. Thought all three phases contributed to the win. I think that there's a lot to improve upon. The guys had a good meeting this afternoon, still in the meetings, trying to get some things corrected and move ahead to a very good Kansas City team. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
With Brian Cushing, what's the outlook for him in terms of when you might be able to get him back, and your thoughts on Max Bulla and what he can do for you filling in?
Yeah, I think Brian will be back. I would say sooner rather than later. He's a guy that's obviously played a long time. He knows exactly what's wrong, and he'll work very hard to get back as quickly as he can. I thought Max did a nice job in the game. I thought as the game went on, Max played better and better. I think Akeem Dent can come in there and help us too, so I think we have some depth there, Brian Peters. So the next guy has to step up, and it's going to be a group of guys that'll step up and play for us.
I know that there's more to it than sacks, but after going the first five games without one last year, Merciless is going to be on this – oops – has been on this – rampage as far as sacks. How do you explain it?
Well, first of all, you give the player Whitney a ton of credit. I mean, the guy has really improved and added to his pass rush moves. I think you have to look at the scheme. I think the scheme is tough to deal with. As really, there's so many really good defensive schemes in this league, and when you look at our scheme, I mean, if I was having to call plays against our scheme, it's very difficult. We change from down to down. We change from third down to third down. It's kind of a spin the dial type of mentality. But I think the number one thing you have to look at is Whitney himself and how Whitney has improved and the way that he plays the game, the way that he's improved his own, flexibility, his own explosion, his conditioning level. You have to give Whitney a lot of credit.
I know there's been a lot of speculation, but can you tell us anything, more details about Cushing's injury, like what it is, like what's wrong with
it? Yeah, it's not – it's a knee. It's a sprained MCL, and I think he'll be fine. But he won't be in there for a bit.
And is there any chance that Duane Brown will return this week?
No. No. Nope.
Bill, when you watched the tape and you were able to watch Osweiler go through his first game, What did you see when you started to break him down and see what he's able to do leading this offense? And I think the second part of that is you guys were 12 of 20 on third down, 60%.
Yeah.
Is that a potential of improvement, just using your weapons and kind of getting this new offense like you guys want it?
Yeah, I think first thing with Brock is kind of just thinking about this morning, watching the tape. We were pleased with how he played. He had the one interception where – basically he was trying to get the ball to Hopkins, and he obviously knows that he can't do that, but in that situation. But I thought that overall he played a good football game. Brock's really a first-year starter, full-time starter. So I'm not saying he's a rookie. He's been playing a long time. He played quite a bit last year on a Super Bowl champion team. But really this is his first time as a full-time starter. And I think to go out there for your first time against a tough football team, an NFC North team, and manage the game the way he did with the example that you just used of third down. I thought he moved in the pocket well. He was able to keep drives alive by making the proper read, putting it where somebody could make a catch, and then these guys went out and made plays for him. I think we had a couple that we ran for a first down too, so I think we got to work on his quarterback sneak a little bit. We got to get him a little lower on that. But overall, I thought that third down was a good example of him and what he needs to do for our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I think these rookies, anytime they're playing in their first regular season game, it's not easy. There's some hyperventilation that goes on in the beginning of these games, and so I don't think it's the easiest thing in the world. But I thought that Steven came up with some third down catches that were important, a couple catches within the drive that were important. So I think that he'll get better and better. He's a very bright guy. He understands what we need him to do, and I think – but there's really no substitute for experience, just getting out there and doing it. So I think the more he plays, the better he'll get.
How did Greg Mantz do? A lot of the guys were saying he did a good job with the line calls. He was steady.
Yeah, Mantz did a solid job. Mantz, I think he had one or two poor plays. I think overall he graded out pretty well. He's a bright guy. He's a tough guy. And we need him. We need him. We need him to go in there and play well. And, you know, he's a good example of kind of that lunch pail mentality. You know, he just shows up to work every day. Give the kid a lot of credit. He's come back from shoulder injury and a knee injury, and to be able to go out there and play the way he did, give him a lot of credit.
Your commitment to the running game was pretty evident in the play calling yesterday. What was your evaluation of that running game? It seemed to start stronger than it finished.
Well, I would disagree with that a little bit in the fact that I did think it was more up and down. You know, I know what you mean by the finish, but the finish of the game where we were up two scores, I think, is what you're referring to. So we were trying to be in a situation where we wanted to basically make them have to use their timeout. So we pounded. Griffin came up with a big third down catch. They used their last timeout. We were able to we couldn't sustain the drive, but we were able to go on defense two scores down and stop them. So I thought that as far as finishing the game running-wise, it wasn't going to be a home run. It was just more about pounding it and taking time off the clock. Lamar did a good job. The offensive line did a good job. It's got to be better, though. It's not where it needs to be. But anytime you run for over 100 yards in a game, I think that's a pretty good start. But there's a lot of things that, you know, we need to clean up.
Bill, no, you don't like to look in the past. But with the Chiefs, how can you avoid it? And other than the turnovers, what would you like to do better from that last game?
Well, I think, you're right, John. I really don't like to look into the past. But I do think that, you have to, because it's the beginning of the season and that game only happened, that was the last game of our season last year, you have to look at that game. And you have to think about, like, you know, what do you need to do to get your guys to play better and to coach better in that game. And so, first of all, you got to take care of the ball. Can't turn the ball over that much. Secondly, I think what you have to do is understand also that you have a different team this year. So you have to try to think about how Andy Reid and Bob Sutton, two, in my opinion, great football coaches, how are they going to look at our team now relative to what we were last year? We're a different team. We have different players at just about, many positions, especially on offense. So you have to take a peek at what happened last year. You have to study it. You have to make sure you fix it. We've spent a lot of time in the offseason trying to fix those things. And now you have to say, okay, what happened against San Diego for them? What happened against the Bears? How do they view us? How is that game going to play? And try to do the best you can, because it's still an early season game. These games are hard early in the season because you're not really sure about the identity of either team yet. And so we'll work hard to put together a good game plan.
How did JJ come out of the game, and are you expecting him to start looking more and more like his old self the more time he gets? I mean, since he just started practicing.
Yeah, he feels great. He, it's really a testament to him to be able to come back from that type of surgery in July and play in an NFL football game. I mean, I don't know how many guys could do that. So first of all, I give a lot of credit to him, and he knows that he needs to go out there and play better. You know, I'm sure he'll be the first one to tell you that. As the game went on, I thought he played better and better. He was getting more used to the speed of the game. You know, he hadn't played in a long time, no training camp. So I think you'll see as the more he plays, he'll be back to what you're looking for.
But a little bit of a kind of a big picture question. I don't know if you were able to watch any of Garoppolo and the Patriots late last night.
No, I was watching the Chiefs.
Okay, yeah.
So I had it on in the background.
So Alex Smith, he's known as a game manager, but he wins. I mean, he can put up points. You guys have seen that. And then Trevor Siemian with Denver, replacing Peyton, Garoppolo with Brady. They win. But they're not, Alex isn't known for being a 400-yard type of guy and two rookie quarterbacks in tough situations. Is a lot of that key, the team, the defense, the system, not turning the ball over, all these things to where as long as the quarterback stays within that big picture, you can win in this league?
I don't think there's any question about that. I think that I think the quarterback position, first of all, is very, very important. And I think the quarterback of your team has to be an excellent player and has to be a guy that is hard worker, smart. When the lights go on, this guy's at his best, that type of player. But I also think that when you look at the teams around the league that win, a lot of them have really good quarterbacks, Kansas City. And they have really good coaching staffs. And they have really good players at other positions. And I think those are the teams that win. And I think that when you look at our football team, the way that we played the game yesterday, there has to be improvement. We know that it wasn't, the best game. Our guys play with great effort, but we have to clean some things up. But that's how you have to play the game. Take care of the football, convert on third down, stop people on third down, sack the quarterback, stop the run, get some turnovers, take care of the ball yourself. To me, that's how you win in this league.
Look at the Chiefs and some of the matchup problems that Travis Kelce creates. What is it about this guy that kind of makes him such a tough matchup?
Very tough matchup. He's got really good size combined with really good athletic ability. And so his size and strength, his playing strength, plus the fact that he's very athletic, he's a very difficult matchup. You know, you're never going to have a guy on him in man-to-man coverage, for instance, that's as big as him. And so you have to figure out ways to cover this guy, mix it up on him. He's one of the best tight ends in the league and a guy that we have a lot of respect for.
Jamaal Charles, obviously, he's hurt, but even despite that, Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West, they combined for, I think, like 13 catches for 150 yards or so.
Yeah.
With that part of their passing game, is this going to be a week where, with Max Bull obviously stepping in, you're going to have to think of some creative ways to, I guess, get the running backs out of the passing game for Kansas City?
Well, they have, obviously when you look at the matchups on both sides of the ball and you're talking about defense, you're going to have to do something to take away some of the best things that they do. It's hard to take away all that they do. They like you just said, you just reeled off the stats, and you're right. Their running backs are very good in the passing game, got good speed, good hands, smart. You're going to have to figure out, again, we're just putting Chicago to bed right now. We're moving on to Kansas City this afternoon and tonight. But we're going to have a good game plan and make sure that we understand who's in the game for them, where are they deployed, how are we covering them, how are we stopping the run. This is a very good team, Kansas City, a very good team, and it's going to be a long week of practicing and game planning.
In the game Sunday, with Will having the drop right before the end of the first half,
yeah,
and you guys went right back to him in the second half. Was that an effort to maybe make sure that his confidence was staying up?
No, we're going to go to Will. We're going to go to Hopkins. You strive for perfection. You want 100% catch. When you throw the ball to those guys, Will first and foremost feels worse about that catch than he feels good about the other catches he made. If that makes sense. He knows that he had a chance for a touchdown there. So, no, we're not concerned about their confidence at all. They're confident players, and we're gonna keep throwing those guys the ball. Braxton, I think 8 different guys caught footballs yesterday in our game, so which was good, and I think we need to continue to do that.
Bill, do you think you mentioned your young players? How much would you depend on veterans who were here last year to express to them about how good the Chiefs are, what the Chiefs did last year, what they're capable of doing, because they talk a lot in the meetings. Do you rely on veterans to get a message across too?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. We have a really good core group of veterans. You look at our team, with JJ and Vince and Brian Cushing, who's out but has already told me that he's going to be around all week to do some of those things that you're talking about. Jonathan Joseph, Brock Osweiler, who's been around, some good teams and played some good opponents. Dwayne Brown, who's out right now, but Hopkins, those guys definitely, Shane Leckler, those guys definitely do a good job of trying to spread the message of how well we need to practice, how much extra time we need to put into preparing for this game. I think those guys do a really good job of that.
Does Clowney finally being healthy give you that opportunity to move him around on the field?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yes, so because of the fact that he was out there a lot in training camp, didn't miss much time, we were able to do more with him, and we were able to move him around. So very good observation, because if you're not out there, then once you do get back, you're really just a one-spot guy. But when you're out there and you're getting all the reps, hey, JD, we're going to stick you here today. Tomorrow we're going to put you. And on top of the fact that he's a very bright player, he really understands the game. Because he understands the game, you're able to move him around. Plus the fact he's healthy, he's out there, that helps too.
Brock has been involved in 8 game plans for the Chiefs. How much do you think that should benefit him as y'all prepare for this one?
Well, look, he'll be familiar with some of their personnel that he played against from last year. The difference is it's a different team. He's on a different team now, and how is that team going to play this team that he's on now, the Houston Texans. That'll be a big difference. But as far as being familiar with some of their personnel, you know, Ali and, you know, Marcus Peters and some of those guys, I think that that will be something that, you know, he'll be able to help us. Hey, this is how we saw those guys, things like that.